way to have input into the design process. And so we are asking that we find a way for the byway and its consultants to be able to participate in that process.
Excuse me? You have a way into it. You're already into it.
Do I have a what?
You're already into the design process. It's right here.
Yes.
So you already have a way into it.
I do?
Yeah, you've already started on it.
Oh, well, I've turned that in, yes. But, I mean, we would like to be able to talk with you and work when site plan review is done to be able to actually have some input into that and not just be on the periphery. So that's what we need. And at any rate, I gave you the context-sensitive solutions, but the key here is to zone and design the site to one in keeping with the scenic and historic context of Lewis. And in summarizing, I'd like to urge you to follow the PLUS review byway recommendations from DLDOT, the Lewis Scenic Byway and Historic Corridor Management Plan, DLDOT's manual context-sensitive solutions, and the Kings Highway Gills Neck Master Plan. And earlier plans for this project that were submitted and that we saw had much more of a village design and setbacks for landscaping, streetscaping, and context-sensitive design. And we were very disappointed to see this plan that was submitted for a basic strip shopping center totally out of sync with the State Plus View recommendations.
Well, let me just remind you that this hearing is not about a site plan.
I understand.
This hearing is about the appropriateness of the land.
Okay, I understand.
The zoning that's being requested, and I would really like you to confine your comments to that.
Okay,
at this
thank you. I will close then and say that there are only six byways in the state of Delaware. Two in Sussex County, and receiving this designation is not easy to achieve and has national significance. It's both an honor and an economic advantage to have designations, and we need to do everything we can to make this work.
Okay.
The developers of the property have an ideal opportunity to design a model project that could enhance the byway and its surrounding areas. They've already improved the byway by restoring the outside of the historic Townsend barn that sits on their 65 acres. And if they work combine a shopping center with an adaptive reuse of the historic barn, it could become a community amenity rather than kind of just any place USA. So we urge the Planning and Zoning Commission, the applicant, to use the byway designation and all these plans that we've submitted to you as we work through this project. And we look forward to working with you. But if I could, for just a minute, you know, take off my scenic byway hat and just talk as a resident. And since I've been working on this for quite a while, and because of the scenic byway, I get involved in a lot of it. And I know that my good friend Senator Lopez made comments this evening about the zoning. And he did work very hard to get it down to 75,000 square feet. And I don't want to minimize that. But when he told me that, I said to him, I said, were you able to move it off the wellhead protection area? And my understanding is that there's a confined area on that property that's very significant, which is where the shopping center covers over. But at any rate, and he said no, he said that, you know, I'm not going to be able to do that. And I said, but we need to figure out a way to do something about protecting the water. And I think that this evening you've had some real good solutions presented to you on how to protect the water supply of Lewis. And that's a big issue. And I think you would all readily acknowledge that. And I think that the challenge here is that it can't really be done within the confines of this zoning application. So the only way, you can't put conditions on it, so unless we work through this and had a different application that allowed for conditions, then we could both protect the water and move forward with this. So I just really think we need to see if there's a way that we can do that. I mean, you all are a lot better at this than I am and have a lot of experience. And I'm sure that if you all put your heads together that you could come up with a solution.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, who's next? Come on, it's only 10 o'clock. Come on, okay, come on. Yeah.
Charito Calvache, Mateico, 304 Pileton Road, Lewis. And if I understand correctly, your task is to decide whether you approve these or also if you can substitute for AR1 conditional.
Am I understanding correctly, or no? You can't do that? The only question we have to answer, our obligation this evening is to answer the question whether or not this land is appropriate for the zoning that the applicant is requesting. We can't substitute anything. We can't put conditions. We can't do any of that. Okay. That's the only thing. That's the only question we're here to ask.
Yeah.
And if you,
I was saying that's governed by state law. It has to do with because it's an ordinance and there's certain state
very
policies.
Very good. Thank you for that clarification. Yeah. Then I respectfully request that you deny the rezoning for B1 to open the opportunity for the developers to request the AR1 conditionally in conjunction with the community. Because we need to think outside the box. We are thinking now, for example, that there will be a small supermarket, you know, that they want to build. Then we're thinking cars will come and da-da-da. Well, you know what? If they do it in the appropriate place, protecting the water and close to the areas that have been mentioned here, then, you know, there may be the opportunity that by bicycle or using other type of transportation, like the ones used in tennis court, for example, that the people of those communities will come just there for shopping. It will be like having another Lloyd. We love that store. And, you know, it will avoid for all those communities having to go even to Lewis to Lloyd. It will be the other Lloyd where everybody goes, not necessarily by car. We need to think outside the box. And my request then is open that opportunity, denying this, because the developers need to make money. We don't have any problem with that. But what a better way if the product is for people that pays having a beautiful environment that protects the water, that it still allows for us to see that beautiful cornfield. People are going to pay that money for that. People already came here to pay the money to see the cornfield. Why not to keep it? And if you build less houses, I am sure you will make more money. I think that is of benefit, and we can talk about that if you deny it. So please deny it to open the opportunity for the community and developers to continue the conversation.
Okay, thank you. Very good. Okay, anyone else in opposition? Going once, twice. Okay then, anyone on the commission have any questions?
I'd just like to say I try to be quiet and listen as closely as I can. But everybody seems to be making the assumption that if it stays AR, you're going to have a cornfield. And there's a lot of permittable uses under AR. So the assumption that you're going to have a cornfield is just not the case. That's number one. Number two, I hear your concern about your water supply. And it's genuine, I think. You seem very sincere. I accept that. But if your water supply is so important to you, then why do you expect someone else to protect it for you without you making some effort to compensate that person for the service he's providing you? And I'm just trying to be objective about it. So, you know, if the wellhead is really that important to you, then some effort should have been made since 2006 to now to try to preserve that wellhead, not through law or through objection, but through an offering to the person that you're asking to provide that service. I'm not saying it would be successful or unsuccessful. I don't know. But to use zoning to stop someone from using your land to protect your water resource just seems like you're asking a lot of one person to do something for you for nothing. And I have trouble swallowing that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Anyone else on the commission have any questions or comments? All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been remarkably patient and reasonably well-behaved. Not perfect, but reasonably well-behaved, and I'm sure you're as tired as we are. Now, when we adjourn this public hearing, we are not adjourning our meeting. Believe it or not, we have more business to transact after you leave. So what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to, when we close the public hearing, that if you're not going to remain for the rest of the evening, that you get up and leave immediately and quietly, and then when you get in the lobby, you can have all the conversation you want, okay? But we have other business to do. We'll close the public hearing. We will invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening if you want to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. All right, that completes our public hearings for the evening. We have a couple of items of additional business. We have on our agenda a standing item now for a discussion of the comprehensive plan. Ladies and gentlemen, please exit this room so that we can continue our meeting. And you may have all the conversation you want in the lobby. Okay. All right then. What do we got?
Just part of the record.
I was supposed to do something. I'm going to ask that unless there is something really pressing on the land use plan, that we just kind of pass that. Unless there's anyone here that was here to speak about the land use plan this evening, is there anyone who would like to make a comment about the land use plan? Okay. All right. Good.
Did you want to speak?
Okay.
It's a standing item on the agenda.
Standing item every week. I'm just going to say again, get involved in the process. That's where you can get what you want. It's from the land use plan. You can't get it here tonight. That's what I was trying to tell everybody. But if you get involved in the land use plan process, that is your opportunity to influence policy.
When you say land use,
are you talking about the comprehensive? Yes, ma'am. Comprehensive land use plan. Yeah, Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. No, it's to come to the land use plan meetings.
Well, there's a couple things, yeah. And it's kind of a rollout that we've done this. So at all the Planning and Zoning Commission meetings on the agenda, you'll see that they're at the end of them, there's going to be an item for public comment on the comprehensive plan so that anybody can speak on the comprehensive plan can. So it's a separate agenda item. There's going to be meetings published throughout the entire county in all the councilmanic districts, three separate rounds of them, where you can also participate. And I'm sure there's going to be other meetings as well. The county is getting ready to roll out a website dedicated just to the comprehensive land use plan, where you'll be able to comment through that.
Absolutely.
And then there's an opportunity that we're going to provide for written comments here and at the county libraries and all over. So that was a long answer to your short question. There's lots of opportunities to speak, though.
Sounds like a commercial to me.
Well, yeah. We're trying to get the word out, yeah, because that's your opportunity. So please participate in that process. Please do. Our other item, do we want to go ahead and act on the public hearing and get that? Why don't we do this? Let's go ahead our public hearing this evening was the change of zone number 1802 JG Townsend Jr. and Company. Mr. Johnson, do you wish to make a motion?
Before we do anything, let me get something sort of out there, because I want to deal with this now as opposed to later. We heard a little bit about that barley mill case.
Right.
And there was some characterization of it, and really what that case dealt with, what it boiled down to, was the mistaken impression one of the council members who voted, at least one of them, thought that traffic information would be relevant to his vote. And he was told that it wasn't relevant, nor was it available at the time of the vote. So he went ahead and voted, and the court ultimately determined, the Chancery Court, or Court of Chancery determined that was arbitrary and capricious, as the gentleman said, and that was upheld by the Supreme Court. So that kind of leads you to where we are tonight. Let me be clear that we have, DLDOT said we have a TIS. and a letter agreement, and what we don't have is that TOA, that traffic operational analysis. So what I need really each of you all to think about and decide is, first of all, you're entitled to the TOA. You know, I'm not going to say that you're not entitled to it, because that was the problem with Barley Mill. You know, whether DLDOT says it's relevant or not, if you think you want it, you're entitled to it, and we've got to hold the record open. So I want to make that clear. So you have to determine if the TOA is relevant, and the court kind of looked at it, whether it was material and potentially dispositive to your vote. So that's the threshold, and if you feel that that TOA is relevant and materially and potentially dispositive to your vote, you're entitled to it, and the record should be held open. On the other hand, if you've considered the information about the TOA from this evening and you don't feel that it's relevant or materially dispositive to your vote, then we wouldn't need to hold the record open. So that's a real threshold here, because, you know, we kind of can't unring that bell if, you know, so you all need to decide if you think that's relevant or not.
And I appreciate your comments, and I am quite familiar with the Barley Mill case, because I felt like it would have, you know, this type of repercussion for us at some point. And as you said, the crux of the whole thing is if you think you need it, you know, if we think we need it. I just don't think that for me, I'm just speaking for myself. I don't feel that I need that in order to make a decision on the question that is in front of us this evening. Now, if this thing moves forward, then certainly it will need to be done and quicker than soon for site plan purposes. So, but I don't need it to make a decision on the zoning.
That's kind of where I am. I think it's a land use decision now, and it's a site plan decision
later on. Yeah.
Yeah, but I would say if you think it, even though it's site plan, if you think it's relevant to your decision now, you're entitled to it. I just want to be absolutely clear on that. So, just as long as you understand that, right?
And I'm clear that based on the information that we've been provided so far, that it's not something that I need to make my decision in terms of the land use plan.
I'm good with it as well.
I'm good.
Okay. Thank you. It's important to get that out now.
Thank you for coming.
We'll entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make the motion for CU 1802.
Change of zone.
CZ 1802 JG Townsend Jr. and Company for deferral at this time for further consideration.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1802 JG Townsend Jr. and Company to give the commission more time to consider the testimony and evidence presented at the public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, we have one item left on our agenda this evening, and that would be the reorganization for the new year. So, Mr. Lank, I believe that's you're on.
I'm on. Am I acting chairman?
You are the acting chairman.
Being acting chairman, I will open the nominations for chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we nominate Bob Wheatley as chairman. I think he's done a remarkable job in the 11 years actually that I've sat next time. And I think the hearing that we had tonight is another evidence of his fine job serving as our chairperson.
I'm not sure that all the folks here would agree with that, but but I appreciate your comments.
I agree and second the motion.
Is there any more nomination for chairman?
Nope.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the nomination for chairman be closed.
Second.
Therefore, nominations for chairman have been closed. There has been a motion to nominate Mr. Wheatley as chairman. I will ask for a roll call vote. Mr. Burton?
Agree with the motion.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Ross?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Aye.
Mr. Wheatley?
I guess.
Doesn't matter, you're there. You could lose 4-1. You're there.
You know you love it.
I will open the nominations. Congratulations, Mr. Wheatley.
Thank you.
How many years has that been?
7.
I guess since Jack passed. Hmm.
I will open nomination for vice chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we nominate Marty Ross as he's done a fine job in the past month serving as.
Because he showed up every time.
come on, I'm trying to give you credit here. As Mr. Ross has showed up for the meetings.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to nominate Mr. Ross for vice chairman. Are there any other motions?
Mr. Chairman, I move that nominations for vice chairman be closed.
Second.
We have a nomination that Mr. Ross be his vice chairman. I ask for roll call. Mr. Burke.
Agree with the motion.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Wheaton.
Aye.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye.
Mr. Ross.
Aye. I'm outvoted anyway.
I guess.
You better show up.
Congratulations.
I have the pleasure of turning the meeting back over to Mr. Wheatley, the re-elected chairman.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Does anyone else have anything for the good of the order this evening?
Yeah, we have for good of the order based on your status as now being chairman again.
We need to appoint
a secretary for the commission and also to authorize those parties to sign record plots for recordation on behalf of the commission. And I'll remind you that I'm only going to be here until December.
We'll use you till then.
Yeah, we're not going to let you off the hook that easy. We're going to appoint you for one last time, and then we'll. Who are the folks that need?
So
to
your purpose is you're to appoint a secretary to the commission.
Well, I'm going to appoint you, Mr. Lang, to be secretary to the commission.
And then I would ask you to authorize myself, Ms. Cornwell, Mr. Brandewee, and I will throw in Jeff Shockley for the purpose of signing record plots if necessary.
Okay, I'm so appointed.
Thank you. And congratulations again.
Thank you. Congratulations to you. Now, is there anything else for the good of the order?
There is, Mr. Chairman.
What are you going to resign? You're going to resign again?
You got three more nights to deal with me.
Well, that remains to be seen. See, you might be drafted, pressed into service. You never can tell. Stranger things have happened. Stand adjourned. Peace and harmony.